New Delhi. The Delhi High Court on February 9 allowed the bail petition of Chitra Ramakrishna, former managing director and CEO of the National Stock Exchange, NSE, in a phone-tapping money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate, ED. The same bench on November 15, 2022, had kept the order reserved after the conclusion of the submissions of both sides. Earlier, the trial court had denied the bail to Chitra Ramakrishna. The trial court judge, while taking cognizance of a prosecution complaint, charge sheet, filed by the ED in the case, said, "I find the material sufficient to take cognizance. Accordingly, I take cognizance of the offence of money laundering punishable under Section 4 of PMLA against all four accused persons. I have carefully gone through the contents of the complaint, the statement of accused persons and witnesses recorded under Section 50 PMLA, and the documents filed along with the complaints. The complaint has been filed through the Assistant Director, Directorate of Enforcement, Ministry of Finance, Government of India, who is the public servant. Therefore, an examination of the complainant is not necessary. Accordingly, examination of the complainant is dispensed with," added the Special Judge of Trial Court. On September 9, 2022, the ED filed a charge sheet in Delhi Rouse Avenue Court in connection with the NSE money laundering case. The charge sheet mentioned the names of Chitra Ramakrishna, Ravi Narain, both are former CEOs of NSE, and Sanjay Pandey, former Mumbai Police Commissioner and a private firm, as accused of allegedly tapping the phones of NSE officials and other irregularities. It has been alleged that illegal phone tapping of NSE employees was done between 2009-17 by M.S. Isak Service Private Limited. The telephone monitoring was carried out by NSE through ISAC without taking permission from the competent authority as required under Section 5 of the Indian Telegraph Act, as well as without the knowledge or consent of the employees. According to the ED, all the incoming and outgoing calls made from landline numbers of the employees working in the Market Surveillance Department and other employees who had access to trading data were being monitored by ISAC in the name of the Cyber Vulnerability Study. The payment for this illegal act was also made by NSE to ISAC. The machines used for illegal monitoring, interception were sold as a waste scrap by NSE in the year 2019. During the period between payment of 4.54 crore rupees were approximately made by NSE to ISAC for this work. Former CEO of NSE, Ravi Narain, was arrested by the ED in August 2022 in connection with a money laundering case. According to the ED, Sanjay Pandey was the founding director of ISAC and floated this company in 2001 and was having 50% equity in the company till 2006. He was also one of its two directors till May 2006, and during the initial meetings for the award of this contract in 2009, he used to visit NSE to represent ISAC during these deliberations. NSE was represented by Ravi Narayan, MD, accused Chitra Ramakrishna, DMD, Ravi Varanasi and Mahesh Haldipur, head, premises, NSE. Even after he, accused Sanjay Pandey, resigned from the directorship of the company, he was having an advisory role in this company and remained involved in discussions with NSE on behalf of ISAC at various stages, and the evidence available reveals that he had also conducted meetings with officials of NSE on behalf of ISAC. It is alleged that Sanjay Pandey, the 1986 batch Indian Police Service, IPS, officer who retired from service on June 30, 2022, was aware of the interception, monitoring recording of telephone calls of NSE employees, and he used to send periodic reports through some employees of ISAC to Ravi Varanasi, the then head business operations, NSE, and these reports contained the details of isolated suspicious calls and the transcripts of said calls. As per ED, top officials of NSE, including accused Chitra Ramakrishna, conspired with M.S. ISAC to cheat the NSE and its employees, and in furtherance of this criminal conspiracy, ISAC was hired for illegal interception of the phone calls of NSE employees. ED says Ravi Narain was occupying the highest position of managing director of NSE during the period 2009-2013, and he was having knowledge of monitoring of telephone calls of NSE employees. Rather, it was he who introduced the accused Sanjay Pandey of ISAC Services Private Limited to accused Chitra Ramakrishna. He was part of the decision-making process at NSE, wherein it was decided to engage M.S. ISAC Services Private Limited for the said work from the 1st of January 2009, and got said work done under the garb of periodic study of cyber vulnerabilities. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, had recently also registered an FIR in the NSE County location case over the allegations of phone tapping. Following the orders of the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, registered a case in the alleged NSE co-location scam that involved the phone tapping of NSE employees. With inputs from NI,